Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom and good morning, everyone. I am Evangelist Tanita here with our host, Rabbi John Wesley, and we want to welcome you to the Saturday morning broadcast. Today is September the 23rd, 2023, and we will continue with our series, How to Deal with an Offense and Unforgiveness. This will be part five, and we will continue in the scripture of Hebrews chapter 5, verses 13 through 14. And I'll hand the show over to you, Rabbi John.
Thank you. Father, we glorify your name. We thank you for the feast days. We thank you for what you're doing in our lives. Thank you for how you're allowing us to live these feast days. We thank you for awesome opportunities to show forth the love that you've desired of us to show you in your particular scriptures. Father, we ask for forgiveness of sin, iniquity, and transgression. We choose. We make a quality decision to forgive those who have sinned to cause iniquity and transgression against us and our family. We thank you, Lord. Well, Evangelist Nita, we've got that particular scripture. I want us to go ahead and read that before we conclude the understanding of that scripture and how that affects us walking in forgiveness and dealing with offenses.
And so, of course, as I said, I will be reading from Hebrews chapter 5, verses 13 through 14. I will read the King James Version first and then the Amplified. For everyone that uses milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat belongs to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. And then the Amplified reads, for everyone who lives on milk is doctrinally inexperienced and unskilled in the word of righteousness, since he is a spiritual infant. But solid food is for the spiritually mature, whose senses are trained to practice to distinguish between what is morally good and what is evil. Rabbi John?
So it's important, first of all, to understand that whether you're a babe in this walk or whether you are full age, mistakes are still going to happen. It's how you and I deal with those mistakes, how we own up to what's right and what's wrong, that's going to cause us to be seen either as a babe that is mature. Being mature doesn't exempt anyone, any one of us from any mistakes. But what it does do is it allows us, with that mistake, to quickly ask for forgiveness and begin to walk in the fullness of who and what the Father is desiring of us. It's important that we understand that. It doesn't mean that we're perfect. It doesn't mean that we'll never, ever make a mistake. But what it does mean is that we will quickly, without hesitation, try to resolve the issue without looking at it subjectively and not objectively. Not only do we have to be objective with others, we have to be objective with ourselves. We have to take ourselves and be able to put ourselves on the altar and say, you know, I missed it, but I'm going to walk in a relationship that the Father says I should walk so that I can reestablish, at least on my end, at least what I'm responsible for, that I can begin to walk according to what is right before him, is going to be the difference. That's going to be that which shows true maturity in that area. And that's important for us to understand, because we all fall. We all make mistakes. It's how we get back up. It's how we bounce back. It's how we take responsibility for our actions. As we take responsibility for our actions, then anything that the Father is willing or desiring to deal with be resolved between us and Him. When you have an altercation, regardless whose fault it is, you are totally responsible for your actions. You're not responsible for the other individual's actions, although you would like for them to walk in the way that the Father has desired for anyone who has missed the mark. But you are responsible for your own, and you're responsible to continue in righteousness after that's over with. It's not a pleasant, let's say, it's not a pleasant thing to know that you've done what you needed to do to fulfill righteousness, to restore yourself. But someone else has not fulfilled or done what they need to do in order to do that. Now, what normally will happen is feelings or emotions are going to be hurt. That happens to all of us. It's how I or you, whoever the person is, it's how we restore ourselves in Him. I can't restore someone else, even though I can go and try to reconcile, but I can restore myself in the Father, in the Lord, and then begin to try to walk circumspect after that with that particular person if the person wants that relationship. It's too easy to get your feelings hurt, to get emotionally distraught, and then walk away from the relationship thinking that you've done the right thing, but in actuality, you have taken on the offense. You've taken on the hurt of the offense. And because of that, has caused a separation that the Father hasn't desired or that He Himself had not condoned. When we separate one from another, we have to make sure that we're doing it because the Father said, okay, that relationship is over. It is time for you to move on. If it's not time for you to move on, but you're hurt because of the relationship and you don't want to truly mend it, that's going to be a situation that's on me or on the other individual. That still doesn't give me the right or the other individual or individuals the right to walk away from whatever it is if the Lord said that we were to walk together. Now, if God says, hey, no, you're done, then you're done. In that particular case, you're free. But if I don't walk free when I'm supposed to, or when I choose to walk free of that relationship and I was not given permission by Yah, by the Lord, to do so, then I will suffer those consequences as well. And that's important for us to understand that. In the Bible, there were a lot of interesting situations with Paul that he had with others. Some of them, the Father had disconnected that relationship. Others, the individuals chose to disconnect that relationship. Either way that you look at it, there will be consequences that have to be dealt with. It takes a while, be it a situation where individuals' feelings get hurt or not. It takes a while for things to be mended, just so that individuals can talk and we continue to walk together in the Lord. This is especially so with couples. Fortunately, because couples get married, they are bound together by Yah. But just because they're bound together by Yah, if the altercation is not mended properly, then the relationship is severed. You automatically have a situation where you're married on paper. But when it comes to relationship building, you're broken, or the situation or circumstance is broken. And therefore, it will continue to break and separate until this particular scripture is adhered to by both parties. Three, for a marriage, it takes the spouse, both spouses, and it takes the Heavenly Father. If any part of that equation is broken, then you have a separate relationship that's strained at least for as long a time as it takes for all three to come to the point of healing, the point of restoration, so that they can be strengthened. I say this because too often it's easier when you're not joined, never really mend every area that needs to be mended, because you don't have to see each other. You don't have to actually forgive each other. Although you should, you're not in each other's face enough to realize that there's a hurt there that has to be mended. In a marriage of three, spouses are continually, in one way or another, communicating with one another. And each time they see each other, that particular pain that has to be resolved, that pain is there. It's shown. Begin to look at this from that standpoint. Not from a standpoint of marriage, but a standpoint of marriage from a sense of being connected. Then, more than not, we'll see true repentance, true restoration, and true reconciliation. Unfortunately, that doesn't always happen. But even though it doesn't always happen, it's important, especially in this particular time that we're in this season, to ensure as best you can that you are in right relationship with Yah. That as you try to forgive, that you also try to mend where you can. Always can you, because you can't control what the other person feels based upon what they did or didn't do. But you can be accountable for what you feel. You can be accountable for the things that you've done or didn't do. You can be accountable for the things that you said or didn't say. That's the takeaway. If there's a takeaway today that I want you to understand, is number one, we all will, if we haven't already, make mistakes. Number two, the one that continually, quickly, tries to mend it and try to build a relationship that's right before the Heavenly Father is the one that the Father is going to bless. And you want that blessing from the Father. You want that opportunity to come with clean hands, to come with holy hands, irregardless of whether the individual that you're trying to work things out with wants to work it out with you. The fact that you are in the process of trying to do that is what the Father sees. It's imperative that we do the best that we can to mend that relationship. Regardless if that individual really should be in your life or not, the fact that you tried to do right is key in the Father's eyes and should be key in our eyes. We are in the days of Ah. We are coming up to Yom Kippur. We're fasting is going to be very important to help begin to purge us all and to get us prepared to stay in a state of separation, a state of holiness is what I'm referring to, clean hands and a clean heart. So Father, right now, in the name of Yeshua, we all have sinned. We've all missed the mark. But Father, I say to the sins that I've done, I thank you for forgiving me and for me making the attempt to try to get things right. If there's any other areas where I have not done my part, Father, I ask that you give me divine appointments so that I can. So that I can say that I come to you with holy hands. I come to you without any broken aspect or relationships from my point of view. Help me to continue practicing what I preach, knowing that we all are accountable for our actions. We're accountable for our mistakes. And that as we forgive, we are forgiven. And as the blood of Yeshua is applied to others, it's also applied to me. We thank you, and I thank you, Father. In the precious name of Yeshua, amen and amen. Until next time, shalom, shalom.